From the P.J. Fitzpatrick Home Improvement News Desk, New Jersey's most listened to station, New Jersey 101.5 News, starts now.
It's 11 o'clock. I'm Jen Ursolo. Topping our report this hour, a major attack is being reported on the French railway system just hours before the opening ceremony of the Paris Olympics. Trains at all major Paris stations have been delayed after arson attacks were set to damage our installations. Authorities are not calling it a terror attack, but they believe it was intended to, quote, destabilize the railway system. Officials say trackside signal boxes were set on fire, cables were cut. At around 4 a.m., the French transport minister says these, quote, malicious acts will seriously disrupt traffic this weekend. More details are being revealed about Governor Murphy's meeting with former President Donald Trump on Saturday as Trump's Bedminster golf course at the golf course. The meeting between the two occurred after Murphy reached out to Trump in the aftermath of his assassination attempt. Appearing Thursday on News 12 New Jersey's Ask Governor Murphy, the governor says most of the meeting was spent talking about Trump's assassination attempt.
We've known each other over the years, so this was not like we were meeting for the first time. And I think anybody who's down like that, particularly when you see your life pass before you, you're appreciative for anyone to come out and spend some time with you and express that you're caring for their health.
Murphy says they met for about 40 minutes. This portion of the news is made possible by 1-800-NJ-LEGAL, your premier destination for top-notch personal injury attorneys in the Garden State, powered by the Haddad Law Firm, specializing in cases like auto accidents, workplace injuries, and more. Call 1-800-NJ-LEGAL or visit 1-800-NJ-LEGAL.com. Thousands of people have signed a petition demanding that a Cape May man undergo mental health counseling after he decapitated a seagull at Maury's Pier in North Wildwood. 29-year-old Franklin Ziegler claims the bird tried to take a French fry from his daughter. He's been charged with cruelty, but much of the public's ire is focused on the fact that he brutally killed this bird in front of his daughter and other kids. An online petition is also demanding he never be allowed to have a pet. Two youth prisons in New Jersey could close by as early as 2028, according to Attorney General Matt Plotkin. And once they close, what will the state do with the New Jersey Training School in Monroe and the Hayes Building in Bordentown? Plotkin says the job of figuring that out will be left to a new working group.
And it's going to consider multiple innovative uses for these facilities with a focus on designs that address the historic racial and structural inequalities and that support and lift up young people and communities.
Advocates want the Hayes Building to return to its former glory as the Bordentown School, which was a boarding school for black students. It was shut down by the state in 1955. Download our free app, sign up for breaking news, weather, and traffic alerts sent to your phone. Customize it for your neighborhood. Stay informed with New Jersey 101.5. A pretty perfect weekend ahead. Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrell's complete forecast is coming up. New Jersey fast traffic in 1 minute.
New Jersey, 101.5 in-skin weather. Weather in a word for New Jersey today, comfortable. The cold front early this morning gave us a new air mass with bright skies, dry weather, low humidity, and warm temperatures. It is a great combination. Highs this afternoon about 80 to 85 degrees. Lots of sunshine. There will be some high clouds lingering across the southern half of the state. Clear tonight, lows in the lower to mid-60s. We'll do it again tomorrow. Sunny skies, low humidity, warm temperatures, highs in the mid-80s. A little stickier on Sunday as humidity notches up a bit. Mostly sunny and very warm, upper 80s to around 90. Our next rain chance holds off until Monday at the earliest. I'm Chief Meteorologist Dan Zarrow.
Weather brought to you by Fantasy Island Amusement Park. Visit Fantasy Island Amusement Park in Beach Haven, New Jersey, all summer long, and you can enjoy rides, boardwalk games, and their giant arcade. More info is at FantasyIslandLBI.com. Union 76, Long Branch 76, Vineland 76. Fast traffic, instant weather every 15 minutes on New Jersey 101.5.
Not New York, not Philadelphia.
We're proud to be Jersey's own. New Jersey 101.5. Join the conversation.